Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
The late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul. As long as I have a show, people will still be able to hear a little bit of his music and it's classic stuff. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you, having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. And Debbie, tell us a little bit about your company and how we can find you guys.
Well, you can find me at debbiemeyer.com. And Housewares America is our company. And it's I invent housewares products. I invent the things that make your life easier, cleaner, healthier.
The cake cutter and green bags and what else?
And, oh, everything.
Is there a pie cutter?
There is a pie cutter in
there. There you go. I got to get one of those because I love pie, too.
I'm sure you are a man.
Well, you know, somebody said, was talking to me about my weight. I said, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm retaining pie.
That's fabulous. Well, so, my whole concept is I solve my own problems, and I know I'm solving a lot of other people's problems.
A lot of other people, that's right. DebbieMeyer.com, check it out. We're talking about persistence. And you know, Debbie, one of the things that I learned in my 30s was that I have an ability that many other people don't have. My persistence is so enormous that I can actually make things happen that were not supposed to happen. And see, I've learned this now because see, I thought in my 30s, I thought, okay, if I can do it, if I can put my head down, if I can be diligent and persistent and work hard enough, if I can make it happen, then it's supposed to happen. In other words, I didn't think that the world would allow something to happen that wasn't supposed to happen. If you were, you know, doing it for the right reasons, et cetera, et cetera. But I found out I had the ability to force things to happen that after I did that, I looked back and I said, you know what? That should never have happened. And I paid a price for that. I mean, literally a physical price for that.
Well, I think some people do get so involved and so consumed by making something happen that everything else falls away. And I've known many people who have just simply burned out, even out of something they absolutely adored and wanted to have a business.
Or never mind the burnout. They actually fail. I mean, I failed.
In business.
I failed because I made something happen and I didn't check my position, Debbie. In other words, my goal should have been to have a successful venture when really what I was really doing was to create a venture.
Yes.
See?
Exactly. Well, that's learning from your successes and learning from your failures.
Yep.
And I think when you are very clear and defined about what it is you actually want. Now, there you were. You discovered only too late that you were only looking at the venture and not the whole picture.
Right.
And you need to have, and my whole thing has really been, you have to be more than a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do a few things at the same time because there's no telling, and particularly today, which one of those things is going to take off and which one of those things is going to lay there for a good long while. And maybe you have to also learn when to cut bait, because that's part. Being persistent means being persistent in looking at your successes and looking at what's working and looking at what's not working. You have to be open to new approaches and different things and change.
This is when I come back to what I've been saying now for a long time, and I say it as often as I can because I think it's important for small business owners to get it in their heads, especially in the second decade of the 21st century. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's what
Perfect.
You just said.
Perfect. And, you know, this sounds funny, but when my son graduated from college, we gave him the Dr. Seuss book, The Places You Will Go, because the message in it is about as clear as you can get about being positive and so willing to go forward and do great things, but recognize not everything will work, not everything will be perfect. You know, and it's a real reality check, even though it's you know, it's kind of disguised in a child's book.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite line is, and a quote from it, "And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed."
Mm-hmm.
So it's not 100%.
Right, yeah. Debbie, I gotta wrap it up. I want you to tell us again how we can find you online. But tell us also when you're going to be on television next.
I just did several days. I was on HSN for several days.
HSN,
that's where all
right?
My products launch and are available through the HSN.com website as well. But I will be back in June, sort of the 22nd, 23rd of June. On
all right.
HSN.
Selling those green bags and those cake and that pie cutter, too. Don't forget that.
DebbieMeyer.com.
Hey, Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for helping us with this persistence thing. And
well,
she's a great example, too, ladies and gentlemen, of persistence. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.